Well, education is one area of the budget that the government did not want as an issue in the upcoming election. And I asked Shadow Minister Senator Kim Carr whether he thought that the budget was just kicking the higher education can down the road.
The Labor Party will strenuously oppose, will remain, in terms of the deregulation, for instance, of universities, the cuts to universities.
I mean, is the government just kicking the can down the road on universities, do you think?
Oh, that's all they're doing. That's all they're doing. It's made very, very clear. The government has not abandoned the 2014 Pine package. What this government has sought to do is face reality. They're not going to get it through this parliament, so they move it into the next parliament. And the budget papers are explicit about this. Now, there's some pretty loose reporting overnight about the government's abandoning of various things. It's just not true. The papers make it perfectly clear that this is a measure, for instance, of the budget cuts of 20%. The deregulation is very much part of their program. The attempt to shift the costs of university education from, in terms of the balance, towards making families and students pay a lot more. And if I might just refer to what the budget papers, the PBS, actually says, that the level of loans for students will increase, the length of time that it will take to repay will increase. It makes it very, very clear in terms of the portfolio budget statements that the government is expecting these massive increases in the costs of higher education to be borne by students. We'll see a blowout in the loan program, and make it, people will have much longer periods of debt to be able to seek that. And of course, what it says is that nearly one in five people will not be able to repay their loans.
That doesn't sound too good there. Senator Kim Carr giving us the lowdown on what's really going to happen with the Uni Help scheme.